In the resignation letter he submitted to House Speaker Bryce Edgman, Fanzer wrote that he planned, quote, to dedicate more time to personal matters. It has been an honor to work beside my colleagues in the Alaska House of Representatives and serve the residents of the 38th District and this great state, Fanzer said. He did not respond to KYUK's request for comment, though his attorney did. Fanzer's resignation letter will take effect February 12th, and Governor Walker will have another 30 days to come up with his replacement. Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta Democrats are already considering who could take Fanzer's place and will be caucusing to select a new chair for the district on Tuesday. In an interview with KYUK, House Speaker Bryce Edgman said that Fanzer's resignation will bring closure to his colleagues, his constituents, and the woman who accused him.
To his constituents out in House District 38, our message to you from the coalition, you know, your staff are working hard on your behalf. It's a sad day to know your legislator was involved in something like this. And in the meantime, things continue on.
State legislators started demanding that Fanzer resign last weekend. The same day, the Juneau Empire published a searing account of the assault allegations against him. A woman accused Fanzer of slapping her multiple times when she tried to leave his hotel room, rupturing one of her eardrums in the process. Fanzer did not mention the assault allegations in his resignation letter or apologize to the woman who made them.
Why would you apologize for something you didn't do?
Fanzer's attorney, Wally Tetlow, has repeatedly denied the assault allegations on his client's behalf. The Juneau Empire used an extensive text exchange between Fanzer and the woman to help corroborate her account of the assault, but the Empire has not published their full conversation. Tetlow suggested that several apparently damning text messages were taken out of context or were in reference to something else.
He decided to resign, well, because the false allegations against him basically create an atmosphere in which he felt that he could not do his job.
Fanzer's coalition did appear to believe the allegations against him. Speaker Edgman demanded that Fanzer resign within hours of the Empire's report and spoke with Fanzer privately three different times this week. House leadership also stripped Fanzer of his staff last weekend and assigned them to the House Rules Committee. But Edgman confirms they are back at their desks in the House District 38 office. The staff released a statement of their own this afternoon. These are very serious allegations that warrant careful consideration, and Mr. Fanzer and the victim deserve to have the matter handled within the justice system, they wrote. We will continue to do our best to keep constituents informed and have their legislative and agency issues addressed. This is the second time that Edgman has called for a member of his own party to resign. In December, he demanded that Representative Dean Westlake step down after sexual harassment allegations were made against him. They were later substantiated. Edgman said he'd worked closely with Fanzer during his term.
I thought he did a great job. I thought he was personable. I thought he was a great team member. You know, I thought that he had a great future in front of him.
Were you surprised by these allegations?
I was very surprised.
Edgman added that the subcommittee of the Legislative Council is revising and strengthening the State House's sexual harassment policies. He says the subcommittee has met several times this week. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.